make roads in the line. Well, I'll consider that. I think the one thing I was thinking about here, staying here, I feel that we've got to hold the situation. And so on and so forth, our core, even perhaps our own. I think you see some present times, some of us, specific weaknesses in that respect. And I feel that perhaps the work we've got involved in, fresh and all our other activities.
Yeah, I think.
You know, I haven't put this, and I don't think you have, as specifically as this to McGregor. And I think, as a politician, people see, I should tell them, you should have done it before, you know, I've got to do it. And I haven't, in this kind of terms, I have in other terms, but I think, the dominant thing, what I'd like to do is play right off of that, just as you're doing.
I think here, a little start, because it was there, this is Garrett, and I'm Bush, and I'm like,
you'll see the point.
Hershey cracking, yelling at us. I think Granger probably likes somebody, you know, I mean, somebody, whether they like it or not, somebody, there were some who do like the presentation of Vietnam, they should have spoken up, whoever they are, right? And, we know a lot did, and, you know, those that didn't were basically against it, don't you agree? Is that what we come down to? I'm Bruce Montrose.
And I would, if I extend it, so. And no, the people who opposed didn't get any mileage either, though. I mean, that, it's one where, you know, from a public viewpoint, you got no strong plus, other than your own.
No, that's right.
Which, you know, there's not something, I mean, in the record, there's more plus than there is minus. In that meeting, there may have been more minus, but in those meetings, that's all there ever is minus. How do you turn that around? That's the point.
What are you using Rumsfeld for? Are we gonna get him to work for something?
I don't know.
Now that you know, here, he and Finch run off to Europe for 7 weeks and everything, which is fine. And then he's got to get, getting that trade representative, getting busy, please. He's one, you know, gives good advice on a certain thing, so he knows the Congress doesn't need a great,
good advice, he won't get into it.
Well, let me say another follow-up, I think you gotta give credit to our good friend Bob. He's Bob Finch, it's a lot of bullshit. He just meets with these people all the time.
And it's probably good on the positive.
He's wonderful.
Well, when he understands the importance of it.
That's it.
Yeah, to the degree that Bob is, and you know, they, of course, they're right. They've got.
They have something to do, a good job.
Well, and that is, you gotta do that too.
I know.
But that is enough. That's where they've got, of course, Finch has the advantage of not having to do
that much.
So he can do the other, and that's important. But Rumsfeld has that same advantage. And it has McGregor does, because Kinnock says the word. And McGregor should do the charging. If the boy takes a real tough guy to do that,
do that.
Just grind it down. So
do that. Some guys up there that will charge for you. If
what you need, the park, we go to meet with them about three times. He needs to meet with
some surrogates. He needs the Nixon surrogates. But if I could get some, if I know who they are, I'll charge them. You know, that's great. I'd love to meet with guys. She says that they're going to come down. Let me put it this way, quite candidly. I don't mean that people come in to say, gee, this, this or that, the other thing, or the business of praising the president. That is what I'm looking for. I just want people to be a little bit upbeat, you know what I mean? To come in with enthusiasm and balls and not like a bunch of goddamn eunuchs. See my point?
I must be.
It must not look some tired. Well, I guess it's my job. That's why I really think a California trip should be off. I really think I ought to be around here to call in a few people, you know, just a very unstructured time. Charge them up a little bit. I don't think that things are.
In the argument that you can do that in a much more effective way and without spilling anything after the.
Well, they've known that subject, yes. This is part.
Yeah, but it's, that's the thing you're going to be fussing about.
just gotta get a hold of Henry Pointy. We wasted a hell of an asset there for 2 years. We're wasting it now. Spends hours and hours of one man.
Yeah.
With, today I think it's sort of something to prepare.
Well,
that's fine. But every week.
Stuart House up is, that's one of the, we get a hell of a lot of mileage out of that, but Kenneth Galbraith, who he was with yesterday.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's an expert in Galbraith, he has a gun.
Oh, but just one part to Kenneth Galbraith. The simple, if I'm trying to find a student body person, there's a point in Vince talking to him, because he works with him substantially, and he's trying to turn around. There's a point in you taking 5 minutes with him just to make it for cosmetics. There's no point in him spending 2 hours with him explaining the Vietnam War.
Is he doing that?
Yeah, he's met, but now he's with this group,
he has to follow up
all the time. He meets, he's met with something like 28 different student groups or something over this last year or two or something.
Could I ask you to do this, and I think I have the answer to our problem, who is the president, city, and so forth. We do in a very devilish, calculated, Machiavellian way, get to all members of the cabinet, senior staff, and so forth, the real story about my schedule. You know, who we see, how many people, can you do that, you know, and sort of, I think you tried to get across in your U.S. News interview. But I really wanted to have on a sheet, you know, that just in view of the, you know, sort of like view of this whole, all this, this, I mean, one of the myths, make a little story about accessibility and so forth. First, the hardest working, I just make the point so that they get it. Second, the longest hours in terms of schedules. Third, the most people sing, the most groups sing, you know what I mean? Could you do that? What do you think about that? Do you think that's a good idea? I think that's the best answer to it. But plump a lot of people that, you know, just so they know. So when an early one gets a venture or this fellow of like a congressional group, get in that number thing, Bob. That has never gotten. I've been talking the wrong way trying to get it out of the press. That isn't where we want to do it. What we have to do is our own people have got to know. So that Timmons knows, and McGregor knows, and Ehrlichman knows, and Schultz knows, and Finch knows, and frankly, cabinet members. But you think it's good? Why don't you try? Who could do that? You know, who could write that sort of thing for you? Somebody, the best is that done. Culture makers. Do you think it's good? Kevin, or not? I don't know. Or do they have? I think maybe they've got. It's an interesting thing.
Politician comes high, as you would expect. And it's considered desirable. because we, we're going to characterize the ideal president as well as President Nixon. And then we have the flip back, and now interestingly, now do you come through more strongly as a family man than Kennedy does?
Right.
And that was one of his strong points. That, right, that was his strongest point, but his stronger read. And I wouldn't bust him. I was surprised at that.
The children, the kids.
Yeah, but it's apparently getting through, at least in the indication on the sample as it is. Now that doesn't mean anything. You can't, don't draw any conclusions from it, because we have to do the.
What about the courage?
Courage comes through reasonably well.
So you don't really think so.